chapter 8, verse 35, salvation is believing with all your heart. It's asking people to make sure. And Philip, in 8:35, began with the scriptures, preached Jesus to him, and the guy says, I'm interested, I want to be baptized. And Philip says in verse 37, if you believe with all your heart. Philip said, I want you to make sure that you know Jesus Christ before I will make you think that you know Jesus Christ. And salvation in chapter 9 is wanting Jesus as the Lord to obey. This is Paul's testimony. Look what it says in 9:1-6. Basically, in verse 4, he fell to the ground. He heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? That was the Lord speaking. And he said, who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus. And look at what it says in verse 6. He, trembling and astonished, says, Lord, what do you want me to do? Do you see what this is? This is Paul's conversion. And conversion was when he wanted Jesus as the Lord to obey him. There are many people that they want salvation. Actually, theologically, they want a Savior without a Lord, and they come packaged together. You can't get a Savior without a Lord in the Bible. Now, you can in pop religion, but that's why we have so many misfunctioning, dysfunctional, non-alive believers. They got some kind of a Savior, they thought, and they never realized that He was a Lord to obey. That's why Jesus says, why call you me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I say? And many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord, didn't we do everything else? He says, yeah, but you never did my will. You never submitted to me. So this morning, the operating system God gives is that He plants within us a desire to want Jesus to be the Lord that we obey. Now this morning, think about that. Has that happened? If it hasn't, before you lose that thought, right where you're sitting, reach out and say, Lord, I need to reinstall. I need a re-download. This isn't happening. I know you're the source. I want you to change my life. I want you, Jesus, as my Lord to obey.